We'll be sure to do that, Rainey told the principal. She remembered Richard Mann from yesterday. He'd been very efficient in setting up the first aid station and clearing the parking lot. She also remembered him as being on the young side, and that made her immediately wonder about him and pretty Miss Avalon. More food for thought. We're going to need a copy of Danny's school records from you, Rainey told the principal. His report cards, incident slips, everything.
I'm not sure.
We can get a subpoena if we have to. I'm just asking you to save us all some time.
All right. All right. There's just so much to do.
Van der Zanden looked at his school building. The front doors were closed. The interior seemed shadowed and foreboding from this distance. Yellow crime scene tape still roped off the parking lot and wove through the chain-link fence, while dark red stains spotted the school sidewalk. Blood from the wounded students who had clutched neighbors' hands while waiting for the medevac choppers to arrive. It was impossible now to look at the building and not think of death.
I understand that Columbine had to completely refurbish the inside of the high school, the principal murmured. After the shooting, they ripped out the carpet, repainted the walls, redid the lockers. They even changed the tone of their fire alarm, which had sounded for hours that day. And their library, that poor, tragic library, simply doesn't exist anymore. They covered up the entrance with a new bank of lockers and brought in a trailer to house the books.
He looked at Rainey and Quincy. There were no twinkling lights in his eyes.
I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do here, he said honestly. The damage isn't that extensive, and yet it is. I want the children to feel safe again, but in this day and age, schools can be scary places. I want the building to be welcoming, but I don't want to pretend nothing happened. I want us to move on, but I don't want us to forget.
I don't know how I'm supposed to do all that.
When I was training to be a principal, the biggest threat we could imagine was an earthquake.